You finally did it. After years of thinking about it, you've built a business. You've got clients, you're delivering. On paper, it's working. But something's off. It's harder than you expected. Not just logistically hard, something deeper. Like you're working at full capacity, but you're still not quite doing what you're capable of. And here's what I want to say to you. That feeling is not failure, it's information. And today we're going to talk about what that information is. I'm Emily Rogers, and this channel is for capable women who are tired of carrying everything and quietly wondering when it is their turn. We have honest conversations, no fluff, no motivational language that evaporates by morning, just what's actually true about navigating this season. When women come to me wanting to start a business in midlife, they almost always arrive with a version of this question. What should I offer? And here's the thing, that question sounds practical, but underneath it for most women, it's actually a fear question. What can I offer people that they will actually pay for it? What is safe enough to put out there? What will not expose me if it doesn't work? So the first business they build is built from that place. They choose the offer that feels defensible, the one closest to what they used to do in their career, or something that they can easily justify, something that seems to be selling well for other people in their space, or the one that sounds professional enough not to be questioned. It's a polished version of what feels acceptable, not an honest version of who they genuinely are when they're at their best. And that's not a criticism. It's completely understandable. When you're starting out, you don't know yet what your clients most need. You don't yet know where your real depth is. You don't yet know which conversations are going to leave you energized and which ones are going to drain you. You only find that out by doing it. But the problem is many women find it and they keep going anyway, because changing something that is already working feels ungrateful or risky or like admitting they got it wrong. The reality is the first business you build is almost always a guess. The skill is recognizing when it's time to stop guessing and start building from what you actually know. Let me make this more concrete, because building from fear, it can sound abstract. It looks like pricing your services lower than your experience warrants, because you're not sure yet what people are willing to pay and you're not sure what your actual worth is. It looks like describing your work in terms of the tools you use rather than the transformation you create, because the tools are easier and safer to name. They're more tangible, less vulnerable. It looks like saying yes to clients who aren't quite right for you, because when you're building momentum, any client feels like progress. It looks like building an offer around the broadest possible audience, because narrowing down feels like locking people out. I worked with a client recently who'd been running her business for several years. She was good at what she does. She is good at what she does. Her clients experienced real transformation. But when she tried to explain what she did to me or to someone new, she would lead with her tools, the specifics of how she did things, what she was trained in. And what she found was people nodded politely, but they didn't book. When we dug deeper into it together, what emerged was that she was describing her method rather than the outcome. She was kind of hiding behind what felt safe. And underneath all of it, when she described the transformation honestly, there's no way someone could not want that. it felt more personal than if they simply didn't understand what she offered. When we found the words for what she actually did, which was helping women stop feeling defined by their roles and starting feeling confident in who they are, everything shifted. That is not a tool. That is a truth. And truths attract the right people. If you're describing your work in terms of what you do, you are staying safe. Describing what you do in terms of what changes for the person in front of you is what actually builds a business. I know, I've been there. So let me tell you my own version of this. I built Expat Parenting Abroad when we were living in Taipei, 2017-2018. It was a real business. I was genuinely passionate about the expat experience, about helping women navigate life abroad, about the challenges of raising children across cultures. And I had experience to draw on. I'd been doing it for 10 years at that point. But if I'm honest, I also built it because it felt like the safest version of what I had to offer. I had spent years living as an expat, volunteering, building communities. Expat Parenting Abroad was close enough to that world that I could defend it. It felt defensible. I knew the audience. I understood the problems. It wasn't a stretch. But it wasn't fully me either. Because what I was doing inside that business again and again was coaching women through identity transitions. Through the question of who they were when the external structures fell away. Through what it meant to lead their lives rather than support everyone else's. That is the real work. And that's where my depth was. It took me a few years and that very direct conversation with my dad to build the business that was actually mine, the Leap to Lead. It's not just a rebrand. It's what happened when I finally stopped building from what felt safe and started building what was true. If you're sitting with something similar right now, I want you to know you didn't get it wrong. You built what you could see at the time. The question is, what can you see now? So how do you know if what I'm describing is your situation? Here are the signs to look for. Firstly, you are competent but not lit up. You deliver well, your clients are satisfied, but you finish sessions or projects and feel more tired than energized. There is a flatness that you can't quite explain. Secondly, you might find you're drawn to conversations that are not quite within your current offer. A client goes somewhere in a session and you think, oh, this is the real work. But then you pull back because it's outside of what you said you would do. Maybe it's showing up in a way that you avoid talking about your business in certain circles. Not because you're embarrassed, but because you know the people in the room would recognize instantly you're playing smaller than your capability. Or maybe the sign is that your pricing doesn't match your experience. This is hard. But let's be honest, you've got decades behind you, senior roles, you've got results. Your rates still reflect the woman who wasn't sure anyone would pay. And possibly the clearest sign of all is that there is something you keep almost offering. A service, an angle, a way of working. It keeps appearing in your thinking and you keep stepping back from it because it feels too exposed, too big, too much like the real thing. The business that scares you a little to name out loud is often the business you are actually meant to build. But rebuilding from that strength, it doesn't mean starting again. It just means getting honest about where you are actually best and letting go letting that become your center of gravity. For the client I mentioned earlier, it didn't require a new business. It just meant finding the right words that told the truth about what she'd already built. For me, it required a genuine shift in positioning, letting go of the audience I'd built and trusting the audience I was actually meant to serve. For some women, it means closing an offer that was always a compromise. For others, it means rising prices to match the work and its worth. It's a tongue twister. For others, it means narrowing so dramatically that it feels terrifying, but then watching the right people appear. In every case, the move's the same. Stop building from what feels safe. Start building from what is true. And if you're not sure what that is yet, this is exactly the kind of conversation that I can have with you in a discovery call. It's not a pitch, it's just a really honest conversation about where your real depth is and what it might look like to build from there. The first business you build in midlife is almost never the final one. That's not failure, it's a process. You need to start somewhere to find out what you're actually building towards. So the question I want to leave you with is this. Is there a version of your business that you keep almost naming? Something closer to your real depth that you haven't quite given yourself permission to build? Sit with that one. And if it resonates and you want to have some honest thinking about what you're building, what your actual strengths could look like, then I do invite you to book that free conversation with me. I'll put the link in the show notes, or you could just book it directly on my website at theleaptolead.com. I would genuinely love to talk with you.